Hello and welcome to another teaching from 119 Ministries. Our ministry believes that the whole Bible is true and directly related to our lives today. If you would like to know more about what we believe and teach, please visit us at testeverything.net. If you enjoy this video, don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to our channel by hitting the button down below. We hope that you enjoy studying and testing the following teaching. When you were born, you could not yet walk. You could not do much of anything, could you? Over time, you learn to crawl, then walk, talk, and ultimately develop into a functional human being, just as a human being should. There was a process to all of this learning, and this process included emulating those around you who have already successfully learned to walk. You were not born knowing how to do everything that a human should eventually know how to do. Also, interestingly enough, no one made you learn to walk. No one forced it on you. Yes, there is encouragement from others as you learn to walk, but it is natural for a child to want to learn. There is a natural desire to learn how to walk and then to do it. The same is true when it comes to walking out our faith. The same is true in the spiritual realm. It is a process. First, we have a desire to learn how to walk in the faith. Then, we begin to learn by example. And finally, we then begin to walk all on our own. But what does it mean to walk in the faith? How do we walk out the faith? Let's start at the beginning of this process. First, we are born into the faith. As our Messiah said, John chapter 3, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." But what does this mean? This concept is mentioned elsewhere in the scriptures. For example, 1 Peter chapter 1, "Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God." When we are born in the faith, we do not know much. We are not expected to. We simply know that the Word of God is true. But we are not expected to know much about the Word of God. We are like a small child, and as with any child, there is much to learn. Hebrews chapter 5. "For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child." But being a child in the faith is to be temporary, as Paul explains. 1 Corinthians 13. "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways." A child is ready to learn. A child is not embarrassed about the lack of the ability to walk. A child is humble and accepts a willingness and desire to learn. Our Messiah made this point during his ministry. Matthew 18. "And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." As children, we must learn to walk. Ephesians chapter 5. "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." But again, more specifically, what does it mean to walk in the faith? What does it look like? Well, here in Ephesians 5:8, we are told to walk as children of light. Clearly, that is a metaphor. Fortunately, the Bible defines our metaphors for us. We do not have to guess. So, what is light according to the Bible? Isaiah 51. "Give attention to me, my people. Give ear to me, my nation. For a law, Torah, will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples." Proverbs chapter 6. "For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching, Torah, a light, and their reproofs of discipline are the way of life." The light is the law of God, or in Hebrew, the Torah. The Torah is the commandments that Moses wrote. The Torah is how we are to walk in the faith. Exodus 18. "And you shall warn them about the statutes and the laws, Torah. And you shall make them know the way in which they must walk and what they must do." Leviticus 18. "You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am Yahweh your God." And Leviticus 26. "If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them." God told us how to walk in the faith. We are to emulate his ways. Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. This is what our Messiah did. Jesus, his Hebrew name being Yeshua, walked out the faith by following the Torah, the same commandments that Moses wrote. We do not have to guess how Messiah Yeshua walked in the faith. Yeshua did not walk as a good Baptist, Methodist, or Catholic, or any other type of man-made doctrine. Messiah Yeshua walked as a Torah-observant Jew. He walked according to how the Word of God told him to walk. Consider the insightful words of Dr. Brad Young. We too often view Jesus in a historical vacuum with the result that we transpose our 21st century Western values and concerns onto him. We tend to make him a good Methodist, Catholic, Baptist, Anglican, Pentecostal, or whatever denominational orientation we may be. The historical Jesus remains a Jew. His faith and obedience to his Father in heaven had at its center the precious gift given at Mount Sinai, Torah. When we enter the faith, we are to learn how to observe the Word of God as Moses wrote it. In fact, Acts 15 offers us some insight into this process and how it was accomplished in the first century. In the first century, when Gentiles were coming into the faith, it was common for them to be familiar with a life saturated in the worship of false gods. In that worship of false gods, common practices included worshiping idols, sexual immorality with temple prostitutes, strangling sacrifices, and drinking the sacrificial blood. When we come into the faith, we are to immediately follow the one true God and Him alone. Thus, per the decree of Acts 15, the Gentiles were told to immediately stop the practices of worshiping false gods when coming into the faith. Verses 19 through 20. Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols, and from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from blood. They were to start with simply that. They were not troubled with being expected to know more than that when first turning to God. But they were not to just stop there. Walking in the faith is not simply limited to abandoning the worship of false gods. That is only the beginning. You could say, that is simply learning to crawl. They were children in the faith, infants really. They needed to learn how to walk in the Torah as written by Moses, just as Messiah Yeshua exampled for us. And how did they accomplish that in the first century? In the first century, the writings of Moses, the Torah, was taught in the synagogues, as we read in the very next verse. Acts 15, verse 21. For from ancient generations, Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him, for he has read every Sabbath in the synagogues. For more on Acts 15, we would recommend our teaching, Acts 15, Obedience or Legalism. You see, when we have come into the faith, we are to have a desire not to sin. Most coming into the faith already know that basic fact. But what is sin? Sin is the breaking of the law of God. It is lawlessness. 1 John 3:4. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. As we learn and follow these commandments, we are then learning to walk. We are avoiding sin. In this way, we are imitating Messiah Yeshua in our walk. We are then walking as he walked. Because of our Messiah's lack of sin, meaning he never broke the Torah but always followed it, Yeshua did not sin, meaning he followed the law of God. Thus, he is our perfect example on how to walk out the faith and keep the commandments. 1 John chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Messiah Yeshua, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Isn't that interesting? Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Someday, we will all see Messiah Yeshua face to face. And as we prepare ourselves for that glorious day, we would like to encourage all to learn to walk. We should abide in him and seek out the perfect commandments in which he perfectly exampled for us. 1 John chapter 2. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.